Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. Right, anyway, I think Scott Hodges is on the other end. I'm listening to an ad. All right, now we're back. Strange things happen here on Saturdays. Very interesting place to work. Anyway, Scott Hodge of the Tax Foundation is on the line. I was listening to an ad, Scott, from another wire. Scott Hodge is president emeritus and senior policy advisor at the Tax Foundation. There's never a dull moment. Scott, you're in the Wall Street Journal today. We were talking. You've been on the show this week talking about $5 trillion in taxes. But this is an interesting article. Biden budget refutes itself on Social Security and Medicare. Tell us about that, because they're not really helping the situation, are they? And these tax hikes, first of all, they're going to kill the economy. They'll never get the money they think they're going to get. But that's not the answer.
No, the Biden budget really proves that you can't tax your way into solvency on big entitlement programs like Medicare. As you know, Larry, as part of his $5 trillion tax increase, is increasing taxes on entrepreneurs, small businesses, and high-income people through these new, what's called the net investment tax, essentially the Obamacare tax. And he's trying to raise about $650 billion through that and apply that toward Medicare. It doesn't work. His own numbers show that in 10 years, Medicare will have a $1 trillion cash deficit. So even $650 billion and even stealing money from the pharmaceutical companies through that drug pricing scheme is not going to make Medicare solvent. And if you look at also the gap in Social Security, that's going to be about $4 trillion over the next decade. So between the two programs, we're looking at over $10 trillion of cash deficits, which is more than twice the tax increase that he's proposing in his budget. So he doesn't, you know, despite his promises, he's not shoring up Social Security and Medicare.
You know, I had two thoughts on this. One thought is everybody's looking at this. Okay, $4.7 trillion, that's the Tax Foundation number. Others have now come around to that number. But you know, Scott, you're not going to get it. You can put all those taxes on, capital gains, income corp. You know, that's just statics. You're not between tax avoidance and damaging the economy. I'd be lucky if they got half that. They might even not get half that. That's just one point I want to say, that these numbers are just nonsense. But the other thing is, isn't really the motive here to raise taxes on successful people, so-called rich people, successful earners, entrepreneurs, and so forth, and spend it on social welfare plans? That's what they're going to do. There's a laundry list of expansions from on these various welfare benefits. There's no workfare on there at all. And then they're going to pay whatever they pay Medicare is going to come out of general revenues. That's where this is heading for. I mean, ultimately, they're on the hook. The government's on the hook. The government will make good on it. But I'm just saying, A, you won't get the money. And B, they're really going to finance more benefit programs. And C, they'll think of Medicare, but it's going to come out of general revenues, i.e. selling bonds. That's all this is.
Yeah, this is redistribution politics writ large. And what they don't realize is that the U.S. already has the most progressive tax system in the globalized world. And we have the most redistribution of any industrialized country, far more than what European countries do. And this is taking this to a new level by raising taxes by $4.7 trillion and increasing these social welfare programs at an unprecedented rate. Here's the funny thing. He claims he's cutting the deficit by $3 trillion. Well, he does that by raising taxes by almost $5 trillion and raising spending by $2 trillion. So that cuts the deficit by $3 trillion. Only in Washington could that math be taken seriously.
And again, that people, Medicare is being held up by general revenues.
Yes.
It is not being paid for by the payroll tax. And that is a fiction. And it annoys me because Biden is increasing or enhancing or intensifying this fiction. It's all going to come out of general revenues. That's where that money is going to flow. I don't care what he says.
No, and you're absolutely right. Both Medicare and Social Security are already underwater on a cash flow basis.
Mm-hmm.
They are spending more than the tax revenues that come in to pay for them. And this whole thing about the trust fund being borrowed from, well, that's just nonsense. That's accounting. The reality is that both of those programs are underwater. Raising taxes will not solve them, will not make them solvent. And so we need to do something now to get a handle on those spending. In fact, I was the government CFO has put out an annual report on the amount of what they call improper payments on government programs. Between Medicare and Medicaid, they had $125 billion worth of improper payments, meaning fraud, abuse, waste, and so forth. And we've got to get a handle on these things, or else we simply can't tax our way out of it.
You know, I remember Al Gore's, the Al Gore lockbox. That was that was the so-called trust fund. It doesn't exist. It may have existed once upon a time, but it doesn't exist anymore. We are financing these big entitlements just the way we finance everything else, through general revenues, from the Treasury, from overall taxes that come through. I'm just saying, you know, Scott Hodge, that this $5 trillion number, $4.7 trillion, this is a fiction. It's a fiction. Now, you can disagree, you know, whether you're going to get a third of it or half of it, but you're not going to get 100% of it. Because of the economic damage and the tax avoidance. That's what, you know, they're taxing people who have the smartest, best paid tax lawyers in the world. You think they're going to pay this? Trust me, they won't.
No, Larry, you're absolutely right. In fact, you know, our economists are crunching the numbers right now. But when we looked at Build Back Better 2 years ago, we found that it would knock about close to 2 percentage points off the growth of the economy. It would kill about 185,000 jobs at a minimum. It reduced wages, the capital stock, on and on and on. This is very, very bad for the economy.
So that's important. When will your guys have that report? Is that coming out this week?
We hope so, yeah. You know, there are some complications here that make it very difficult. This wealth tax is very difficult to model, and because it's such a new beast, if you will, trying to tax unrealized capital gains, that's almost impossible.
I mean, I just love that, man. They're going to tax something that isn't even a transaction. I mean, that is wild. I'm sure it's unconstitutional, but I'm not a lawyer. But I'm just saying, from a common sense standpoint, how can you tax something that's not even a, you have sold the asset and he wants to tax it? I got to stop. I'm losing it. We are talking to Scott Hodge, who's a very, very smart person and an old friend. He ran the Tax Foundation for many, many years. Now he's the emeritus and he's still involved. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it. I'm Kudlow, folks. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work, which isn't all that much fun either.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.